leaders reporting more mass arrests and clashes at anti-Israel college protests.
A dramatic scene at Columbia University Tuesday night. Police enter a second-floor window at Hamilton Hall using flashbangs to clear protesters demanding the school divest from Israel business. Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia asked for assistance and blames outside agitators.
There are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation.
Meanwhile, at UCLA, counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment, says student Edgar Gomez.
There were fights going on, too. Like, they started hitting each other with sticks, and there were a lot of moments where there were a bunch of pepper sprays.
I'm Julie Walker.
The United Methodist Church has repealed its ban on LGBT clergy in its Book of Discipline.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted 692-51 to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches, since United Methodist bodies in other countries have the right to impose the rules for their own regions. The measure takes effect immediately upon the conclusion of the General Conference, scheduled for May 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Federal Reserve emphasized that inflation has remained stubbornly high, and it said it doesn't plan to cut interest rates until it has greater confidence that price increases are slowing sustainably to its 2% target. The Fed kept its key rate at a two-decade high of roughly 5.3%. On Wall Street, the Dow by 87 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on religion and culture.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks respondents whether their religious beliefs are in conflict with the cultural norms of the U.S. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say yes. 66% feel their faith puts them at odds with the culture. 36% of white mainline Protestants agree, as do 35% of black Protestants and 37% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia and North Carolina's refusal to cover sex change operations for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 8-6 in the case involving North Carolina's state employee health plan and Medicaid in West Virginia. Both states had appealed separate lower court rulings. Similar cases are under consideration in courts across the country. This is SRN News. A prominent China scientist has been allowed back in his lab.
The first scientist to publish a sequence of the COVID-19 virus in China says he's been allowed back into work after days of protests. Zhang Yongzhen posted online early Wednesday that authorities had tentatively agreed to allow him and his team to return to his lab and continue their research for now. Zhang had been staging a sit-in protest outside the lab since the weekend after he and his team were suddenly notified they had to leave it, a sign of Beijing's continuing pressure on scientists conducting research on the coronavirus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military plans to return to Chad within a month for talks about revising an agreement that allows it to keep troops based there. This follows Niger's decision to order all U.S. troops out of their country. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.